The meeting, attended by Republicans from all over the state, was part nominating session, part pep rally.
We are here today to say our comeback starts now.
Outgoing longtime GOP chair Ed Cox acknowledges that the party needs to re-energize in New York.
We are ready. We are energized and we are united. We have done it before and we will do it again.
Cox lost his bid to remain as party chair. Speakers were uniformly complimentary toward the now former chair, but they also spoke of a need for change. And they say they see an opportunity in winning voters who may be put off by the leftward trend of the Democratic Party, with key figures like New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Central New York Representative Tom Reed urged Republicans to go outside their comfort zone and visit places like Harlem and liberal upstate cities like Ithaca, where he says they could win some converts.
This party has been taken over by extremists. This party stands for ideas that if we don't stand up, will destroy not only our state, but our country. And when we hand her off to our sons and our daughters, I know you will join me as we join Nick Langworthy to say never on our watch. America will not become a socialist nation.
Others say Governor Andrew Cuomo and the all-Democratic state legislature have gone too far in the progressive policies this year and offended many potential voters, including allowing undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses and strengthening rights for late-term abortions. Democrats in the final hours of the legislative session nearly passed an automatic voter registration bill. It mistakenly would have allowed undocumented immigrants to vote. The glitch was discovered by Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis. She's a Staten Island Republican who spoke at the convention and who is seeking a seat in Congress.
That was no error. They know how reckless they have been under one-party rule. They know what they've done, and they know that they pissed off New Yorkers this year.
Langworthy, the former Erie County chair, has overseen an upstate Republican bastion against the growing statewide influence of the Democrats. He's an avid supporter of President Donald Trump, and he says Republicans should learn from the president that it's okay to play hardball in politics.
Our president has made America great, and the NYGOP will help him keep America great.
Speaking to reporters afterward, Langworthy says that he believes voters can be won over with an economic message. And he says the president is delivering economic results for everyone, comparing the situation to that of conservative President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s.
Most Americans can say, I'm better off than I was 3 years ago. And I believe that President Trump will help boost, especially bringing voters out that may have stayed home in the 2018 elections that were really tough on New York Republicans.
Langworthy vows to field a Republican candidate in every congressional district in the state next year. After that, he says he plans to find someone to run and win against Governor Andrew Cuomo and deny Cuomo's wish to serve a fourth term. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.